Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into another episode of the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host as always, Charlotte, and this episode we're talking about poems to do with travel. I think that a lot of people like to see other places, and there's like a big draw to see parts of the world that you haven't experienced, and I think poetry is a good way of expressing it, and you get a lot of, like, travel novels, like, the journey of things, so I think it's interesting to see how poetry covers that. So, our first poem for today is The Opportune Moment by Shinar Pugh. When you go ashore in that town, take neither a camera nor a notebook. However many photographs you upload of that street, the smell of almond paste will be missing. The harbour will not sound of wind slapping on chains. You will read notes like Sammy Church later, and you know you saw nothing. Never put it where you could find it again. We're never really there. When you go ashore in the small port with the rusty trawlers, there will be fur hawkers who all look like Genghis Khan on a market stall, crumbling pavements, roses frozen in bud, an altar with wall hangings, vessels like canal ware, a Madonna with a Russian doll face. When you go ashore, take nothing but the knowledge that where you are, you will never be again. I really like this one. The opening sentence immediately jumped out to me when I was looking for travel poems. When you go ashore in that town, take neither a camera nor a notebook. Like, this idea of... I think there's a modern part of travel that, like, it's all about capturing it and sharing it. But there are moments where you're somewhere, like, truly beautiful and you realise that you will never come to this place again. And it will never be the exact same way. Like, maybe you will travel to the same country or you'll visit the same beach, but it will never be the exact same as it was when you were there the first time or the second. It's because of, like, the way the world works, is that it's constantly changing. You will never see the exact same sight twice. And so in capturing it, you are taking a moment and not actually enjoying it for its, like, ability to just constantly change and never be the same twice. And I think it's, like, really beautiful to think about, like, oh, don't enjoy it for a thing you can take of it. Like, you cannot capture its essence because its essence is that it doesn't stay the same. And I think that's, like, a really beautiful sentiment. So the next poem I want to talk about is by Martha Medeiros. Its original name, before it was translated, is Amort de Vargar. But the translation that I found titles it Die Slowly as the translation of the title. So let me just get into it, and I'll just talk about it afterwards. Die slowly, he who transforms himself into the slave of habit, repeating every day the same itineraries, who does not change a brand, does not risk to wear a new colour, and doesn't talk to whom he doesn't know. Die slowly, he who avoids a passion, who prefers black to white, and the dots on the eyes to the whirlpool of emotions. Just those ones that recover the gleam of the eye, smiles from the yawns, hearts from the stumbling and the feelings. Die slowly, he who does not overthrow the table when he is unhappy at work, who does not risk the certain for the uncertain, to go towards that dream that has been keeping him awake, who does not allow at least once in his life to flee from wise devices. Die slowly, he who does not travel, does not read, does not listen to music, who does not find grace in himself. Die slowly, he who destroys his self-esteem, who does not accept somebody's help. Die slowly, he who passes his days complaining of his bad luck or the incessant rain. Die slowly, he who abandons a project before starting it, who does not ask over a subject that he does not know, or who does not answer when being asked about something he knows. Die slowly, he who does not share his emotions, joys and sadness, who does not trust, who does not even try. Dies slowly he who does not relive his memories and continues getting emotional as if living them at the moment. Dies slowly he who does not intent in excelling, who does not learn from the stones from the road of life, who does not love or lets somebody love. Let's avoid death in soft doses, remembering always that to be alive demands an effort much bigger than the simple fact of breathing, and only through perseverance do we reach for a wonderful happiness. I was a little sceptical about putting this in this episode because it only mentions travel once, but I think it is a poem about sort of a variety and spice of life, which I think travel is an important aspect of. And also, I really wanted to talk about it, and I haven't got an episode planned coming up that has anything to do with this. I could change my whole schedule, but I just, like, as soon as I can talk about this poem, the better. This poem is so beautiful. It's just so lovely and, like, direct and straightforward, and it says what needs to be said in a way that, like, doesn't mince words. Like, you are slowly taking your life away from yourself if you do not try and enjoy it. It sort of reminds me of that phrase to, like, survive but not live. Like, I hear it in a lot of songs, like, you're trying to live, not just survive. I think the song I'm thinking of is Angel with a Shotgun, but, anyway, like, it's just this thing of there is more to life than getting by, this is a poem about making the most of life and trying your hardest and just, like, sharing the way you feel with other people and travelling to places and seeing the rest of the world and, like, doing what you can when you can, like, just make the most of life. And if that means that I don't know how to phrase it, but, like, it just is this thing of finding joy in life instead of just getting by. And I think it's, like, really lovely poem for that, so. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you all for coming into the tavern today. I really appreciate it. Next week's episode is going to be all about sci-fi. Next week's episode is episode 42. As soon as I saw the number, my brain immediately went, ah, yes, the meaning of life, the universe, and everything. And so I had to do something vaguely related to Hitchhiker's Guide, and sci-fi was the closest sort of broad thing I could think of. But yeah, anyway, so I will see you in next week. Bye.